This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
And you are listening to Basha and Tian with Out Lezzies on Joy 94.9. We're coming to you live from Melbourne, Australia, and we invite you to send us a text on 0427 Joy 949. That's 0427 569 949, or you can send us an email on air at joy.org.au. Basha, how are you going?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm very good, thank you.
Show three, yay.
I'm excited.
Isn't it good?
I'm excited every week.
I know, it's fun.
It is.
I know.
Oh dear. Okay, so what did you do on the weekend, Basha?
I went to the laundry.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you take the dirty undies I was telling you about last weekend?
No, but I saw a lot.
Wow, TMI. Okay. I went to Sydney.
I know you did.
I did.
You deserted me for the weekend.
I did. I'm sorry.
So sad.
Oh, dear. Okay, anyway. So Sydney.
Yes, Sydney. What did you do in Sydney?
I went to a hangout on Oxford Street.
Oh, really?
Which is like the gay love bug place in the world.
Really? No, I didn't realise that.
Really?
No, I didn't know.
I went to Ruby Rabbit on Friday night, and I went to a bitch entertainment event, which is run by the really, really ridiculously hot Renee Chambry. And I had a lot of fun. A lot of fun.
Yeah, I read the Facebook things.
Yeah.
I saw the photos.
It was fantastic. I had a really good time.
That's good.
And Saturday night I went to Girl Thing, which was also on Oxford Street at Q Bar, which wasn't as much fun, but it's definitely worth a look-see.
So how's the Sydney crowd different to the Melbourne crowd?
Oh, interesting. All Sydney lesbians kind of look really similar.
But my sorry type. To all the Sydney listeners.
But my type, so I wasn't really complaining.
Okay. Then that's good.
Anyway, look, we've got coming up in the show.
Hold on, what about Sunday?
Oh, what did you do on Sunday? What did we do on Sunday?
Oh, we Sundaylicious, hello.
Sundaylicious.
How could you forget Sundaylicious?
I'm very forgetful today.
I know you are. You're getting old. Maybe it's the weather.
Oh, thanks. Thanks, Basha. Thanks.
It's the weather.
We went to Sundaylicious. We did. And seriously, I think that might have been the best one yet.
It was. And there was a lot of people out there. Ladies, glad to see you. They were all there.
Yeah,
yes.
It was kind of crazy.
Yeah, it was pretty fun though.
Yeah, it was. It was a lot of fun. Anyway, so what's coming up in the show?
What's
coming up in the show? We have got a very, very special guest, which if you have been following us on Facebook, liking the Out Lezzies page, then you will know that we do have the very beautiful Carla Cleveland. She's kind of cool. Anyway, we're also going to be talking about flagging and telling you what that is. We've got a blog, we've got a review, a sexy clip for you, and of course, your event listing for this weekend.
Yeah, so we know what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so as we mentioned, we have in the studio the very hot and fit Carla Cleveland, who's a volleyball player and is one half of Team CK. Probably the better half, sorry. And last time I checked, she was ranked 92 in the world, so yay. Carla, say hello to our listeners.
Hi, everyone. Thanks, girls, for having me on the show.
No problem.
It's beautiful walking through Melbourne City with all the Christmas decorations.
It is beautiful out there.
It's nice. And the weather's just beautiful. It's so nice and warm.
We're very lucky.
About time it got warm.
Yeah,
it
brings summer on for beach volleyball, I say.
Exactly, yes, because there's nothing worse than playing in the rain, I'm guessing.
That's it. Can you do a bit of that in Victoria?
No, never. Really? Yeah. We don't get rain.
Four seasons in one day.
So we've got some questions for Carla because I'm really, really keen to learn a little more about what you do and how you do it.
Not just the outfits?
No. Well, we can talk about those too.
I know. We'll post links, ladies.
Will we?
We will.
Really? I haven't seen these links. I'm excited.
I know. No, we'll do that later. So how long have you been playing beach volleyball?
I've been playing for just over 10 years. I started when I was 26. I had a quarter-life crisis.
And quarter-life crisis.
Yeah, decided to take up a sport, and inspired by Australia winning the gold medal in Sydney, and we were all sort of sitting around at the pub and thinking about what sport we'd hypothetically like to play, and I picked beach volleyball, so yeah. And then been playing sort of for 10 years on and off. I had a bit of a break a couple of years ago because I had a fairly major operation, but I've just come back out of retirement to pursue some big goals. So it's very exciting.
Out of retirement?
Yes, semi-retirement.
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 I'm going to go into retirement this weekend.
Yeah, I think you'd need to. So, and you're also a professional osteopath. Tell us about that.
Yeah, well, when I'm not out on the sand playing beach volleyball, I'm in sort of working on people's bodies, aligning them and getting them out of pain, aches and pains. So,
really?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Okay. That's always helpful.
I've got a few patients that need a bit of straightening out.
No, so, you don't have anyone that needs straightening out.
That worries me a little, the way that you say that, but okay.
I know.
Not in that way.
That's a different kind of work, isn't it?
Ironing out.
Kind of body work, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so as we mentioned earlier, you're one half of the Team CK. How is it, because Claire is in Queensland and you're in Victoria, how do you train?
So Claire's your teammate, right?
Yes.
Yes, she's your teammate.
But it's like a relationship.
It's very stressful. Like a relationship. Yeah. Do you get to sort of yell and carry on with each other and have a good time as well?
Yeah, a bit of all of the above. So, yeah, cool. Claire's in the Gold Coast and I'm CK1, she's CK2. We've both got the same initials, so that's Team CK. But, yeah, it's very difficult when we can't train together, but it's basically based on financial constraints at the moment, so we both have to work to fund ourselves to go on the world tour, sort of to try and qualify for the Olympics. So,
wow.
But we just do our own training and then come together and, sort of work through things at the time or before the tournament, which, yeah, can be very stressful but very entertaining.
I couldn't imagine having to go through all that and then on top of that work as well.
Yeah,
that
it's pretty intense.
Well, a lot of sports in Australia are actually not very well funded.
Really?
Yeah, they aren't. They're very poorly funded. There's the top sports, which are heavily funded, and all other sports receive no funding or very little funding. I believe your sport would be one of those that receives very little funding, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, there are some teams that are supported by the Australian Institute of Sport, but you've sort of got to be selected. And because Claire and I are older athletes, I guess, and didn't come through certain steps, we aren't one of those sort of pairings. So we basically have to fund ourselves and compete against those teams that have coaches, psychologists and video analysis and all of the above. So, yeah, it's pretty intense. We like a challenge.
Yeah, how difficult is it competing in the world against people that are professional, full-time volleyball players?
Oh, it's just incredible. Like, you go there and you just want to win, but then you're coming up against teams that have coaches that are analysing your training techniques, and then they're strategizing, telling basically the players what to how to play against you. They've got video analysis. They're training 2 to 3 times a day sometimes. They stay in the posh hotels and get the shuttles to the court, and we'd like go through the cobblestone streets with our suitcases sort of bouncing around.
Oh, yeah, no.
It's pretty
interesting.
I'm sure
we could organise some lesbians to go and carry your bags for you.
Yeah,
come on, ladies.
Bring it on.
No, but that shouldn't be bad. Now, hand signals, they're quite interesting. Mm-hmm. I know it's very difficult to explain on radio. I'm sure we'll give you a link to this, but what do all those hand signals mean? Because you guys, like, you know, because the person at the front is basically giving the person at the back different hand signals.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that how it usually goes?
Yeah, but we don't know what they mean.
All right.
Mm-hmm. So we'd like to explain to people, because I just see people with their hands behind their back.
Because sometimes, yeah, I've seen that before, where they've got like a hand behind the back with like 2 fingers out or 3 fingers. I can't even go on.
No.
It's basically just to attract, you know, attention to your butt, to your sponsors.
Oh, right.
Oh, okay, really? Well, see, there we go. Yeah. Oh,
I've been wondering all this time.
I know. No. We were getting distracted by the hand signals and we're actually supposed to be focusing on
You can make up all sorts of stories. No, it's basically usually the top hand indicates where you're wanting to serve the ball, and the bottom hand will indicate where you're wanting to block. So the person at the net will be the blocker, and they'll, you know, strategize if you're going to serve down to the back corner, then they're going to block cross court, and then their defender will run down and pick up the line ball. So, yeah, that's basically what it means, but without pitches, it's a little bit tricky to explain anymore.
No, but we will have a link. I'm sure you have a link that you can tell us where we can explain to people about the hand signals.
We are.
Google.
So I want to hear a little bit more about your training regime and your diet and stuff like that, but we're going to go to a song. We would invite you to send us a text on 0427JOY949. That's 0427569949, or you can email us at onair@joy.org.au. You're listening to Basha and Tian, Out Lezzies. You're listening to Basha and Tian. This is Outlazies on Joy 94.9. We're coming to you live from Melbourne, Australia. Send us a text on 0427 Joy 949. That's 0427 569949. Or you can email us on air at joy.org.au. That was Dynamite, a very sexy song. Tara McDonald versus Sydney Sampson.
But you have to watch the clip.
You have to watch the clip.
Yeah, because without the clip, it's just... The song's good, don't get me wrong. It's growing on me. Like, first time I heard it, I went, oh, yeah. But now I just love it.
It's hot.
But that clip is, yes.
It's hot, right?
We're going to be posting that, ladies.
Yeah, we're going to put it up on Facebook for you. So like our Outlazies page. And now we have the awesome Carla Cleveland in the studio. And Carla, I want to know, training regime, diet. Inform me. How do you prepare?
Well, at the moment, just train sort of 4 to 6 times a week, whenever I can fit it in around work. But leading into a sort of intense tournament like the World Tour, you'd be trying to train twice a day prepare. So it's fairly intense. Most of the training's on the beach. It's just skills training with a coach or with other team members. So just running through drills to practice certain components of the technique, and also the cross training, whether it's running on the beach, doing stair work or swimming. All sorts of training. I end up doing quite random things on the beach at times. I think people often wonder what the heck is she doing?
Yeah. And so. Diet.
Well,
how does your diet change before a tournament to when you're normally... You know,
well, I think because beach volleyball is so intense, we can get away with eating
a lot.
you have to eat a lot.
Carb loading before?
Yeah, definitely carb loading a few days before, particularly the night before. I always have this one particular meal I always have when I can. Well, it's your traditional spaghetti bolognese, but with rice noodles.
Ooh.
And then I like to do a bit of a side salad and ideally a bit of coleslaw.
Okay.
So that's...
So it's a very small meal.
Hmm?
Two salads and spaghetti bolognese, that's a very small meal.
Whatever you can fit in, just to carb load for the next day. So
you've got a full-time job as well. So how does that work with your training? I mean, are they very flexible with you? They understand sort of what you're going through, so they're happy to be...
Yeah, well, I'm an osteopath, so I basically work for myself, so I can sort of set my own hours. So it's not really full-time. I couldn't do both full-time. Like, it's just they're both pretty intense.
So
I tend to get working clinics whereby I can have flexible hours and treat the patients around my training as much as possible.
Okay.
So but my diet's just generally pretty healthy over the years. I've sort of learnt different things along the way, and I did have a little bit of an illness, so I explored all sorts of wacky diets, including juice fasts and the like. So,
oh dear.
So you sort of just got to get in tune with your body and sort of trust your intuition with what your body needs at the time. Like, if you're craving a certain food, then generally have it. And sometimes you do need to just eat some things that maybe not perceived to be that healthy, just to get the high energy in.
Yeah, but I agree with that. I agree that you should eat what you want. It's portion sizing.
Yeah.
I think that's the whole point. You can eat whatever you want, but you've got to prepare to work it off the next day.
That's right. So we work it off so we can get away with it. Once I stop playing beach volleyball, that could be a whole different story.
You'll just go running on the beach.
Yeah. So are there any Krispy Kreme donuts in your diet?
Not generally.
No. I don't think I'll be doing beach volleyball then.
Okay. See, I'm not a fan of the Krispy Kreme.
No, I haven't.
So can you tell us a little bit about London 2012, please?
Yes.
Well, Claire and I started playing together, I think, about 8 years ago, and we had this goal to get to the Olympics. And I had an illness, and basically Claire was encouraging me to come out of retirement and play to get to the Olympics. So that was sort of my inspiration to sort of, you know, have my treatment and get on with things. So we've basically since that time been preparing, trying to get everything together, funding and fitness and all that. So we basically went on the world tour feels like last year because it feels like so long ago, but it was this year, mid this year.
It was this year.
I know, it's amazing. But so we sort of got some money a couple of days before we were supposed to go, and we went to Canada and to Holland and England and also to Finland, and we played in World Tour events, and we also went to Thailand and played. So yeah, that was an amazing experience just to be playing at that level and being amongst it. So we learnt heaps. We've got an awesome sports psych called Trained Brain, who's supporting us. And we are yet to have a coach because of our financial constraints. So that makes it a little bit tricky.
So you are relying on funding to get to London.
Yeah.
Correct?
Yeah.
So, yeah. Ladies, we will be putting the website, as we mentioned earlier, on the link so you can help Carla get to her dream.
CarlaCleveland.com.
Yes.
Check we'll it out it on Google.
Shameless plug there.
I know. Sorry, we don't allow those in our show.
Too late.
All right, I definitely think that we should be supporting you guys because I think, you know, everyone needs to follow their dreams. That's super important.
Well, that's what it's all about, you know. Like, I started playing when I was 26, when a lot of people retire from sports, so it's amazing what you can achieve when you put your mind to it.
Now, when's the next tournament? Because I'm sure we can organise a lot of support, you know. Come on, ladies, hot ladies playing beach volleyball. It's such a hard afternoon to do.
Such a hard afternoon.
I know, just sitting there.
How do you stop the spanky pants from rolling up?
The spanky pants.
Well, you have to have certain types of bathers that don't ride
your bum. Can you tell me where to buy those?
Well, yeah. Haven't you seen them? I've seen some of the players where they actually like do the tug.
They do the tug.
Yeah, they pull
really?
At them. Yeah, they pull at them. They pull them out.
You basically
it's
have
really
to.
Really great. It's a lovely thing to watch.
You just have to test them out in the change rooms, jump around, squat down, and just make sure they don't ride up.
Can we just get a recording of you doing that?
Yeah. I know, because I reckon we can put that on the website. I reckon that'd
maybe
get the
next
most
time.
Hits. All right. So when is your next tournament?
There's a tournament on the 8th of January down on Victoria Beach. So that's the part of the Victorian Beach Volleyball Series. And in February, the Australian Tour comes to Victorian beaches. So that's going to be pretty exciting, the 5th of February. And then later in February, and they also have the Victorian Open. So there's going to be Australia's best beach volleyballers there and also maybe a few internationals. So it'll be pretty amazing viewing.
And will you be playing? Because I know you're slightly injured at the moment.
Yeah, I hope to be playing. The last tournament I played in, I got a pretty bad hit to my finger. And, we ended up winning the tournament, but turns out the finger's broken. So, I've had to rest out for a couple, but I'm a fast healer. So, fingers crossed.
I know.
Your broken fingers.
Yeah, it's only a broken finger. She hasn't even got any bandages or anything.
Are you right-handed or left-handed?
Right.
That's really unfortunate. Mm. All right, so... I think we're good.
I think we're good, so...
But yeah, there's a lot of information on the website, areas where businesses can actually directly sponsor and put their names on our bodies. And
really? On your bodies.
On your bodies, yes. Yeah.
I like that idea. I'm going to sponsor you. Can I have my name on your body, please?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, this is great.
And
I'm
also we're
going
to try and run a fundraiser in January, so keep an eye out for that on these girls' website.
Cool.
Cool, yeah, sure. We'll put a plug on for you, darling.
Brilliant.
All right, Carla, do the special noise, please. I love it. All right.
She's been doing this.
Thanks
all
very much for coming into the studio. We've really appreciated having you in here and having you live as
I
well.
Know. Thank you.
Thanks
very
so
exciting.
Much.
Taking time out of your busy training schedule
and
to come
my
and visit us.
Sleep regime.
I know. We're
it's
so,
usually
so,
my bedtime.
I know. You must be so out of it. And we now are going to play your song request.
What is this song?
Yeah, it's a song called Hallelujah, and it's just it's a really upbeat version of the original. It's really cool. It's a good song to sort of get you in the mood.
Belle Lawrence.
For all those out there driving, they might keep them a bit awake.
Mm. Okay, good.
So,
okay.
I love it.
All right, well, you can send us a text on 0427-JOY949. That's 0427-569-949. Or you can send us an email at onair@joy.org.au. Ask Carla a question before she leaves. She's on her way out the door.
Thanks so much for having me, girls.
You're welcome.
Bye.
And you're back on Joy, listening to Basha and Tian without Lezzies. We're coming to you live from Melbourne, Australia. You can send us a text on 0427-JOY949. That's 0427-569-949. Or you can send us an email at onair@joy.org.au. Basha.
Flagging what you mentioned last week. I did some research.
You did some research.
I did some research.
Oh, I'm really glad.
And, I was very...
Concerned?
Yeah, what I found was like very interesting. I didn't realise that this thing exists. So flagging, what people don't know, means wearing a coloured handkerchief or an object out of your back pockets to indicate your sexual interest.
Mm.
That'd be about right, yes?
That would be about right.
Yes.
Have you spotted anyone flagging?
No, but I was not aware of flagging up until a few weeks ago, so no, I haven't really seen it.
I have spotted people flagging.
Have you?
At lesbian events.
Oh, okay.
And the first time that I actually saw somebody flagging, my very, very good friend Carmen pointed it out to me. We were sitting in Libation having a couple of drinks, doing the It's a Girl Thing Sunday session that they do every Sunday afternoon on Brunswick Street. And a woman walked past us with a black hanky hanging out of her left back pocket. What does that mean?
It means she's a top.
Really?
Yeah. There you go.
Should have just said hi. Anyway,
but she was a top, therefore she should have said hi to you.
Yeah, well.
So, yeah.
Okay.
You could have put the black pocket, the black hanky in your left, no, in your right pocket. I'll get it right.
I feel like we're playing a board game. All right.
I know, it's very confusing.
Or maybe like a game of Twister.
So does that mean you can wear like several hankies coming out of each side, and
you could
change them if you see someone that you think, oh, actually, I'll be a bottom here and just move it to the left or the right.
Well, maybe that's the thing. Maybe if you see someone who you are more physically attracted to in a bottomy way, you could be like, hey, and switch it around.
And then if she asks, you say, no, it was always in this side.
Yeah, you just were seeing
you
different.
You just saw it was the mirror.
Yeah. So yeah, at the time, my lovely friend Carmen pointed it out to me, and she said flagging, and I said, yeah, okay, what the hell is that? And she explained it to me. And since then, I have been sickeningly fascinated with the idea of flagging. I have never actually flagged.
Yeah, I was going to
clarify that.
I haven't seen your flag.
I have not actually.
No, but I did see you get a flyer the other day. You came with a flyer for scarves.
I did. Well, there was a place that I went to on Brunswick Street. I think it was called American Apparel, and it's sort of closer up towards Victoria Street end, across from the housing commission flats that are all stacked up there. And this place has hankies for $7.95, which I think is really cheap. And they have every colour you could possibly imagine. So if you are looking to flag and you need a lime green something rather, you want a lime green something rather, then maybe.
What is lime green?
We'll have a look and now you'll know.
Is that the mummy one? Looking for mummy.
All you need to do to figure out what the flagging code is Google Melbourne flagging code. And
we'll put a link on Facebook.
I think we will put a link up, but I think one of the first things that comes up in Google when you search for it is the correct one. It's a bit of a weird name. I cannot pronounce it and won't even try, but you should definitely look it up. Do you want to try?
No.
Okay, there
I'm
you
looking
go.
At the different page to you, so yes.
Okay.
I can't see what you're saying.
We do. We have it up on the website here because we were quite interested.
Because the photocopier is black and white.
The photocopier is black and white.
So not very helpful.
So there's not a lot of things that we can actually say on air because they're a little bit too dirty.
Well, you got the black. That's, you know, left is top and right is bottom, so that's okay.
Yeah.
You've got the grey, which is the stone top or the stone bottom.
Stone top, stone bottom. Okay, yep.
We can't mention the next few because...
The funny thing is that when you scroll down to the bottom of the actual code itself, there's a lot of really funny things that are down here.
Yeah, I like what they've added to that site. That's pretty funny.
They've added a lot of really funny things.
I don't like the geek one, though.
I didn't even see the geek
one. There's a one that says, yeah, you can wear... It's like a black with sort of a tartan pattern and it says geeks and light geeks.
Oh, that's lovely.
So that's cute.
That is cute. I like the one that says My Little Pony. You can have a My Little Pony hanging out of your back pocket, which either says rides ponies or is a pony. I think that's quite adorable. I'm looking at it in the really naive sense, mind you.
Yeah,
not,
I was going to say...
Not in the dirty sense.
Okay, good, because, yeah. Yeah. If you're like little and you're like, you know, like you've got my little niece will have like her little pony hanging out. Do I have to take it out?
No, don't even go there.
Because that's horrible.
No, that's wrong. Anyway.
So what are the other ones? There was a USB one, wasn't there?
There was a USB one. I did see that, yes. Blogging about this afterwards or write me up, you can borrow my laptop. So I think definitely one of the funniest things about the flagging code is the ones that have been added by certain people. They do amuse me quite a bit.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah. The toilet paper one looks interesting.
Toilet, I didn't look and I don't know if I want to.
Yeah, and there was one about I'm very drunk or something.
That was a stained serviette in the back pocket means I'm very drunk. Which is bad. You shouldn't drink. Drinking is terrible.
Drinking is bad.
Anyway.
Not condoned by this station.
There are lots of different things that you can hang out of your back pocket. Basha, do you have anything in particular that you always hang out of your back pocket?
No, not particularly.
No.
No. Never thought about it.
I always have my train ticket in my back pocket.
See, I have a bag, so I put everything in my bag.
Yeah. All right. We've just got a text from someone who's told us that they like to put their phone in their back pocket.
Well, there you go. Isn't that helpful?
Okay, that was quick, by the way.
That was quick.
All right, so I have a blog.
You have a blog?
I have a blog.
Oh, this is a good blog.
I am working through the back catalogue of Grace the Spot, which is a blog online, which you should all check out. I say back catalogue because Grace the Spot has not been updating for quite some time. I'm very disappointed. I'd like to know why. If anyone can tell me, please send us a text on 0427JOY949. That's 0427569949.
Yeah, maybe Grace has found something better to do. Maybe she's got a new blog.
Maybe she's got a new spot. Mm. Oh, that sounds bad. Okay. Sorry, Grace. I love you. Okay, so are you ready?
I am ready.
It's funny.
Okay, what is this blog called?
It's called I'm Not a Player, I Just Crush a Lot, A Guide to Dating Multiple People at Once.
Yeah, that could be very helpful in the lesbian
community.
Well,
it could be because a lot of people do this.
Yes.
A lot of people do, and it fascinates me because I don't ever think I could do it. My brain would explode, and that would just be way too much for me. Anyway, so are you ready?
I am ready.
Okay. So you're single, you're dating. You're trying to find the one, but you're in the process of looking and having to wade through a sea of miss wrongs or miss right nows until you find your princess. Or maybe you're just an incorrigible player. This is not a problem in the straight world because the pool is the size of the ocean. If it doesn't work out with one person, you'll never see that person again. In the lesbian world, though, you have to be more discreet. The community is the size of a puddle. Everyone talks and women are intuitive and observant. One too many foul-ups and you could end up being that girl. You do not want to be that girl. Stealth dating is a skill that one must learn to survive the wilds of the lesbian dating jungle.
Stealth are you intrigued? Dating. I am intrigued, and I like the reference to the puddle.
The puddle.
Yeah.
It's true, though. It is so true, though.
I didn't believe it, but it is very true.
It's so true.
It's very, very true.
Don't even get me started.
So they've got a couple of
tips.
Us,
they've got a couple of tips here. To help you avoid getting caught.
Good.
I mean, to help you... date multiple people.
Juggle, yes.
Multitask girls,
multitask
as Whitney
women,
Mixter
yes.
would say.
Not that we encourage this, ladies.
Okay, ready?
Yes.
Do not take the people you are dating on dates to lesbian places. Agree.
Yeah, that's actually probably a pretty good idea.
It's a good idea because
you might
less
run
chance.
Into them.
Yeah, you might have less chance of running into all their friends because, you know, friends are friends of friends. They love to talk and they bitch and carry on the way
so,
they
So, yeah,
date.
You can go to straight bars.
Anyway, lay off the Facebooking. I am such a Facebooker.
You are.
I check in, I check out, I stalk, I message, I post, I status update, I spam.
You do, yes.
I invite millions of people to events that I don't even attend.
I know. So. I always open my Facebook, you know, and it's like 20 miles, Tian. I'm like, thanks.
Yeah.
Love you for that.
You do love me. Facebook stalk in stealth mode. So you know how they've now got that stalker box in the top right-hand corner where you can see what everyone's doing? If you are seeing someone and you're deciding to post something really cute on someone else's wall, they're going to see that. Be smart. Don't do it. Moving on. Now, I don't agree with this one, hose in every area code.
Yeah, but they're making a reference here to in the article, they're making a reference to your favourite person.
Yeah.
Whitney.
Well, not necessarily, no. Hose in every area code is actually from a song.
Yeah, but they're talking here about, you know, let's take a cue from Whitney in the real L word.
Yeah.
Speaking of Whitney.
What?
Didn't she defriend you?
Oh, you can bring this up. Okay, yes, I got defriended.
How
I don't
did you
know
get
when.
Defriended?
I don't know. I don't even know when, but I was looking on there today. I was going to have a little bit of a stalk. Not today, yesterday. I was going to have a bit of a stalk. Not of Whitney. I was actually looking for Rose Garcia because I overheard a really great interview of her the other day and I wanted to sort of stalk her photos, as you do, because you kind of admire someone. Anyway, so I thought, well, I'll go through Whitney because she might have her on there. And then I realised I had been defriended by Whitney Mixed Up.
Oh, my God. See, that'll teach you for when you were at Lick. So this is what happened when you said that you forgot that she was there.
Yeah.
She defriended you. See?
That's some karma, isn't it?
I know.
I think you know that you've made it as an idiot in the lesbian world when you get defriended by Whitney Mixed Up.
I know. That's so bad.
I just had to laugh about it. So then I decided I would like her official fan page because it's pretty much the same thing. But I want to know if anyone out there has actually been defriended by Whitney Mixter as well. Maybe she's just deleted her Facebook page. It's possible.
Or maybe she got too many weird people stalking her.
Yeah, funny. Mm-hmm. If you have been defriended, if you had her, go and check for me on your friends list because I want to know. And send us a text at 0427JOY949. That's 0427569949 so I don't feel alone
in
the world.
Okay, let's get back to these points.
Okay, so who's in every area code?
Yeah, don't like that one.
Yeah, no. Okay, do not date people who go out all the time. Do you agree or disagree?
Well, I don't agree with the whole concept of dating multiple people at the same time, but That's probably a safe bet.
It's a safe bet. Okay. Eventually, you will want to go to a lesbian event because being around straight people all the time can be a drag. Also, some lesbian events are actually pretty fun and you don't want to miss out on them simply because you're playing the field. You can minimise the chances of a situation, as Whitney Mixter calls it, by dating people who don't go out that often or at all. Here is a guide on who to date and who not to date. And she actually does go into explain the heteroflexible straight girl, there'll be absolutely no chance for situation, but if you fall for her, you're screwed.
Yeah, that's true.
Girl who never or rarely goes out on the scene, well, that's a given, you know, the downsides are very few there because she never goes out, so she's always home and waiting.
That's always good.
Which is lovely.
Yeah.
I'll come home for dinner. Great. Club promoter or DJ. Now,
at least you know where they are.
You do. You know that they're going to be at their party, as it says here.
But they're also quite popular.
They are.
So, yeah. You'd have to like fight with other women to get to that woman, so you know.
Floating scenester is one of them. It does actually say here, downside, she's all over the scene, you never know where she'll end up. So, hey, maybe you're a match made in heaven. You never know. The last one, which I definitely agree with, the nightlife and events writer and or photographer. This person has a situation danger meter from 0 to 10. Their number is 12. And if she also has a blog, the number is 13.
Yeah, the photograph would probably be a bad thing because, she'd take photos and put them on her website.
Yeah, that could be bad.
And you could be sprung in a photo.
You could get that.
By her. With you and someone out, that would be very awkward.
That's happened to me before. Not
I'm
even
sure
kidding.
It has.
But the thing that's interesting about this, you remember that scene from The L Word where they had the bit at the very first season when Shane was being stalked by that crazy woman who was putting up her photo all around town?
Oh, the flyer chick, yeah.
The flyer chick, yeah. It'd be kind of like that.
Probably.
Yeah.
That'd be pretty scary.
Yeah. Anyway, so how do you feel about going to a song?
Oh, I think we should.
I think it sounds like a good idea.
All right.
And we're back. You're listening to Basha and Tian. This is Out Lesbies on Joy 94.9. Coming to you live from Melbourne, Australia. Send us a text on 0427 Joy 949 or email us at onair@joy.org.au. Basha, you have a review.
I do. I picked something a bit lighter and easier for viewing
Thank
as opposed
gosh
to
for
last
that.
Week. I'm sorry, but I picked the movie and then came Lola.
You were really getting into a bit of a downer with the movie choices, I've got to say.
I'm sorry. It was Angelina Jolie. What can I say?
Jolie. Say
Jolie.
It one more time.
Jolie.
A little bit slower.
Jolie.
Lovely. Continue.
All right. So, and then came Lola, stars Ashley Sumner and Jill Bennett. Now, this film is very much in the art of Run, Lola, Run, and that stars Franco Potente. But now we're going to play you a short clip.
A short clip.
I need your help. Gotta find another way to make my day. Hey, B, it's over, but there's gotta be more than this. Old enough to stay off the piss. Gotta beam on the throwing fist. Gotta beam on the sinking, drinking fist. I said, I've been lucky, but I won't count. Blessings too busy counting empty stacks on the floor in the bar. And I'll raise the day for me to stay inside.
You know, women, they want you to commit. And I'm not that lesbian.
Oh, Danielle.
Is Casey there? Is she there with some guy?
Yeah, well, he is a she, and that does not look like business to me.
I'm really sorry. My photographer, she's been delayed, but she'll be here really soon.
So, you and this photographer, you know, you're a thing.
She's very talented.
Have I ever told you what I want to do to you?
I hope it works better than timing.
Lola, what's happened to you?
Your Italian stallion there is the one who changed the meeting, and it's supposed to be my fault?
No, listen, that's not what I meant.
I don't like the pressure of being on time.
Oh, why? When we met, she said that she was immune to lesbian bed death.
Yeah, okay. Is anyone?
I think if you're in a short-term relationship, yes.
I will agree with you. Tell us a bit about it.
Okay, so this movie stars the Lola, who's a talented photographer, and she's very distracted. Anyway, she's on the verge of success with her career and her girlfriend, but she has to make it to a meeting. Unfortunately, a lot of things come into her life and stop her getting to that meeting on time. Now, this movie, as I said, is a bit like Lola, Run, Lola, Run. And so basically she keeps replaying this same day until she gets it right.
So it's like Groundhog Day.
Yeah, but it's more based on the Franco Potente movie. But yes, and it's a light movie, you know.
Bit of fun.
Bit of fun, bit of easy watching. So, you know, that's nothing deep, nothing heavy, nothing you need Kleenex to watch.
You're yet to review a movie that's made me want to rush out and watch it.
I'm trying to find different movies. I can't review everything that's out there. So
okay, well, I know for a fact that there is a thread in the ladies' lounge on samesame.com.au.
I looked at that thread today.
Well, what are you doing?
Yeah, but, okay, the movies that were on there have been reviewed by the previous people who ran this show.
Okay.
So, unfortunately, I can't review those movies.
All right.
You have a clip that we really want to play.
We do
really
want to play
it. I've been waiting for this clip.
So you are this excited is, about this, aren't
I
you?
I am excited about this clip. So, ladies, you're going to hear this clip about Nigella.
Okay.
We love Nigella.
It goes for just under 2 minutes, so just bear with us and have a laugh.
Have a laugh.
Nigella.
I've never made any secret of the fact that I am a complete tart, because I like salty cream, and I'm almost embarrassed at how easy I am. Anyway, to business, or rather pleasure. If you want to squeeze my plumptious beauties, be my guest. Don't be afraid. Just go at them together with a rolling pin in a freezer bag until I'm excitedly primed. Oh, lovely. Always a good start. Now, joy of joys, with some cream in my deep flange, because it always feels like a treat. And who's going to complain about the scent of pussy wafting through the house when they come in? Ah, very heady aroma. A bit fishy, I know, but you have to trust me. My clam flesh is absolutely addictive. How could you not be charmed by that? Because any minute now, it's going to be covered luxuriantly with my sweet juices. Ooh, I think I'm going to squirt and then sit in the warm liquid. It could get messy, but I think a bit of clam soaking is so lovely to look at. I have a real thing about sizable cock, because I like the depth. It's what you put in that makes a difference. And, just in case it isn't stiff, hold it away from me and set fire to it till it's stiff. Because I want some cum cream, big white mountain of it, on each pale cheek.
And you're back listening to Basha and Tian. This is Out Lazy's on Joy 94.9. We're coming to you live from Melbourne, Australia. Send us a text on 0427 Joy 949. That's 0427 569 949, or an email on air at joy.org.au. We had to go to ads because I think we might have laughed a little too much after
that
one.
That was a quite funny clip. I had tears in my eyes.
Yeah, that was brilliant.
I love that clip. And I can guarantee you that Nigella's actually probably watched that clip and had a good laugh at it.
I would hope so.
I think so. I think she comes across as the kind of person that has a bit of a sense of humour.
I really want to meet the person who created that.
I know, because there's several people who claim to have created that on
YouTube.
It's
brilliant.
But it is a brilliant clip.
It is brilliant.
Someone spent a lot of time doing that.
They did.
And, so we are going to talk about, what are we talking about now?
We're going to talk about the events of this weekend.
The events, I know what I'm doing on the weekend.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
should I read this message we got out?
What message did you get?
We got a message saying, stop with those accents, you tease. Is that directed at me?
Maybe they're talking about Nigella.
Probably. I hope so.
You would hope so. There's no accents going on here.
No.
I could put one on.
I know, but haven't they heard our names? I can't help the
don't
accents. But anyway.
So
what's
Friday,
happening on Saturday?
Friday,
sorry, yes, that would help.
I'm really excited because Friday is an event that I've been looking forward to with so much anticipation. D&M, South Yarra, Commercial Road, starting at 9:30 p.m. and going until 3 a.m. is the Ripe Full Moon Party. Now, it's a glow party, Basha. Glow party. There's
so
going
be
to
giveaways.
Be glow sticks. There's going to be giveaways. There's going to be UV body paint.
They're raising money for charity.
They're raising money for charity from the sale of glow sticks and UV body paint.
So we have to buy them.
You do, because it's going to go to a good cause.
Yes.
You can drink and then buy stuff for charity. It's leveling out your karma points.
No, that is good.
So that's Friday.
All right. We'll
Saturday, D&M, of course, are having their weekly Bounce R&B session down there, 8 until late, so you should go and check that out. They tend to have a pretty good following for that one now. I'm quite into it. And Sunday
is the best thing ever.
It's the best thing ever.
It's Christmas. I know. Yay!
So I'm not even going to give you an event for Sunday, because that's what you should be celebrating.
I reckon, yeah.
I think so.
And, of course, ladies, don't forget that Lick White Party New Year's Eve.
Yes,
New Year's Eve. Make sure you buy your tickets.
Coming up. You definitely need to buy tickets, which you can go by Googling Lick Melbourne. Check it out. white party, if you have anything white. I have no idea what I'm going to wear. Still.
I have parts.
You have... I beg your pardon?
I have parts of outfits, but I don't have a complete outfit yet.
Right.
Yeah, I don't have white shoes.
I don't want to just do the whole naughty nurse thing, because that would be the easy way to go. Naughty nurse. She wears white.
I could imagine you doing that, actually.
I'm not going to do it. I just... No. No. Not unless I get
photographed
for a while.
So you're leaving that in your cupboard?
Yeah, that's it.
All right.
Anyway, also, you need to stay tuned in the coming weeks because we're going to be bringing you the Midsummer Social Calendar, which I'm very excited about. Of course, you know, we'll have Carnival, we'll have Pride March, all that stuff. And that's it. So, yeah. All right, that's send us a text on 0427JOY949 or email us at onair@joy.org.au. You've been listening to Basha and Tian on Out Lezzies on Joy 94.9.
Basha. Thank you, ladies.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes, we'll be here next week.
We will. It's been fun.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.